kills and sells meat is called a
butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, it doesn't taste right. You say it's
tainted or spoiled.
And what can you make with meat from its head?
Hoghead cheese or hoghead sauce. We used to call it hoghead sauce, but now it's hoghead cheese.
How would you make it?
How would I make hoghead cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just put the clean the head and the feet good and put them in a big pot and cook them till all that meat's just ready to fall off the bones. Now, I've done that, honey. I know how to do that. Then take all that meat off the bones and just squeeze it up and put the spices and the pepper and whatever you want in it.
How much of the head do you put in here? You don't have the brains in it.
No. No, you take the brains out of the head.
The eyes?
Oh, yeah. All that out. Just the meat off the head.
Does anyone ever eat the eyes or anything?
No, not that I know of. No, I don't know about it.
What can you do with the liver? How can you cook that?
Well, just like I told you a while ago, pork liver, you can slice it thin and fry it.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I always boil mine and make hash and cook it up.
Do you ever hear of making scrapple or cripple?
Yeah, I've heard of a scrapple, but I've never made it.
How's it made, do you know?
I don't know. I think you just boil it, then put cornmeal or something
in.
I really don't know. I've read several recipes how they made the scrapple, but I never did make
that.
Was
that something they had around when you were young?
No, we never did have that at home. They, other people might have had it, but we didn't.
Mm-hmm. What can you make out of the blood?
I never made anything out of the blood. I've heard people talk about making blood sausage and things like that, but we never did do nothing like that.
Who would make blood sausage? I mean,
I don't know. I've just heard. I have just remember hearing people talk about somebody, but I never did see any of that. Never seen any of that.
The inside part of a cherry, the part you don't eat, is the
pit.
What about in a peach?
A pit.
Any other name for it?
Seed.
And the part inside the seed?
Kernel.
Okay. And there's one kind of peach that it's real hard to get the meat off of the seed. You know, it's real tight.
Yeah.
You call that a...
Press.
Okay. What's the other kind?
Clear seed peach.
And which kind do you use for canning?
Well, you can use both of them. Now, the pressed peach makes good pickles,
mm-hmm.
good peach pickles. I like to make pickles out of the pressed peach. But the other, the clear seed peach, I like them better for canning, for
mm-hmm.
table peaches.
The part of the apple you don't eat is the
core.
And if you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making...
Dried apples?
Do you ever hear them called snitch?
No. Never called them snitch. We just called them dried apples.
What kinds of nuts do you get around here?
Well, there's hickory nuts, pecans, and walnuts. You know, black walnuts.
What about the kind that grows in the ground?
Peanuts? Oh, yeah, peanuts.
Any other name for
goober?
Hmm?
Goobers?
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. As far as I know, they are. Peanuts and goobers.
What about penders? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, oh, yes, I've heard them called penders.
How do each of those words sound to you? Which would you probably call
peanuts. I just call them plain peanuts.
How does penders sound?
Well, it sounds all right, but... You never heard nobody say, I want a jar of pender jelly, pender butter. They say peanut butter.
No, pender butter or goober butter.
Goober butter. Well, if they say, I want a jar of goober butter.
on a walnut, when it first comes off the tree, it's got a soft green covering on it. You call that the
hull.
And once you take that green hull off, you still have a... You have to crack the...
Oh, yes, you have to crack that. Well, I don't know what you call that other hull, too, I guess.
Okay. What's the kind of nut that's shaped like your eye?
An almond.
Okay. And what different things do people raise in a garden?